listen, obviously from our point of view, first competitive match of the season for us, and it was good to get lads back on the pitch. The performance was patchy at best, but it was good to get back on the pitch. Probably kicking 21 points, whatever it was decent. There was plenty of pluses, but listen, plenty of work to do.
Yeah, I suppose about 10 minutes into the game, we sort of all knew at that stage that Donegal was going to win this and Queens weren't going to put up any sort of big challenge against us, Declan.
Yeah, that's difficult in terms of, you know, sometimes, you know, you go out to the mindset and you try and stick to the game plan as best you can, but when you see a game and you know it is pretty one sided, then it's probably difficult for the players. But listen, we came through. We got scores on the board, and we conceded 10 or 11 scores also. And as I said, plenty of work to do, but a lot of game time for a lot of the younger lads, and then some of the lads coming back in, like Paul Brennan and Marty McElhenney, Marty Riley, and these guys coming back, Tony McLennan. So all of that was fairly positive, you know.
You had a good spread of scores, Declan, and I suppose a lot of them as well, particularly in the first half. They were top drawer quality scores, so they were.
Yeah, some good kicking for this time of year, to be quite honest. How the kicking, and you know, very very good, very accurate. Some very long, good long range scoring, like Tomo and the likes of Michael Langan, all getting good scores, and all. Listen, it was, you know, it was a decent workout from our point of view. But it means tougher test ahead, and that'll start next Sunday in Uri.
Big talking point today is these rules. How did you assess them during that game, Declan?
It's not going to change, Oshin. I mean, an absolute waste of time, to be quite honest. And you know, the three hand passer. I mean, Spudden's huge press. I mean, there was a couple of four times that hand pass near the ending. We thought the referee probably had stopped bothering about them, to be quite honest. And you know, the quicker they just said forget about it and just go back to the way the game was. And you know, ridiculous. Just ridiculous that somebody can come up with a number of rules they got there and put them into.
Because it's hard for players to sort of adjust to the rules, but when you've got an official having to deal with so much already going into a game and now having to count passes and keep an eye on the new rules and the aspects there, it's making it tough for everybody.
It's tough for the supporters. Sometimes they don't know what's going on. It's tough for the players and management, but it's even tougher for the referees and officials trying to officiate a match they got there. It can be difficult. Listen, it was no real harm done out there today, but you can imagine in the white heat of an Ulster Championship battle, then it's not going to work, and you know, the quicker that they're sunburned, the better.
Yeah, I know it's early in the year, it's only the first game, and there's a lot of positives in that match, the spread of scores, the quality of the scores. If there was anything that had you worried early on at this part of the year, what would it be, Declan, heading into the next game?
Listen, it's probably maybe the lack of experience within the squad at the minute. It's the number of lads that were just waiting to come back in, and those will come back in. Hopefully we'll have a number of them back in for the start of the National League campaign, and then the rest will be filtered through once the league starts. But yeah, it's probably that lack of experience. It's a very youthful, a very young squad, probably the average age today, maybe 22, 23, so we will need that bit of experience as we move forward. And you know, Division 2 is going to be a tough enough challenge for us, so we will need that bit of experience going in there.
But that the next day now against Down, I suppose it's going to be a tougher challenge, and it'll be more beneficial to these young boys, won't it?
It will, no doubt. And going into Newry, it's always a tough place to get a result, and it'll be a good test for some of these young lads now, and it'll take it up a definitely different level. It'll go up a few notches now for next Sunday. So that's a challenge, and that's important that these young lads see that and going into that environment. So yeah, we're looking forward to that now.
Listen, well done today. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Oshin.